Yeah, man. Yeah, it was my first time winning here, man. That was big, you know, it's a division win with a good team. They have a great defense, great quarterback on the other side. Man, that was an amazing game we pulled out today, man. The team fighting with will and decided we're not going to leave here with a win, but we played a great team today. Oh, yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, I was tired of getting jinxed and all that because people were like, man, you got this, that, and this, and that. I'm like, man, I'm not even worrying about the record. I just want to go out there and play football. And I just thank my teammates for helping me get to that goal today. Thank to the coaches. Thank the organization. And I thank the man above because he gave me the blessing to go out there and do my job today. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I know that the play where it happened. It was a great feeling. It felt like it was a special moment. And, you know what I'm saying, that happened because, I don't know, the man above, you know what I'm saying, he gave me the strength. I thank God for that moment because you could have happened on another moment where it happened on a special moment. That was a special moment for me. Oh, yeah, my old teammate, B-Flo. You know what I'm saying? I wanted it. It was a will of me getting the end zone. Nothing was going to stop me to get in the end zone, and I was truly blessed to have a touchdown. Oh, yeah, that was Flowers. Yeah, he put a big hit on me. But I'm thankful that I got up healthy.
I asked him the other day what kind of play you'd like to break that record off.
You did. I mean, that was a great play. That's the goodest play that I probably get this year. I mean, I hope I get some more plays like that. But, you know what I'm saying, now that it's over with, now I can just go out there and think about other records to break, man. That's great to be leading rusher for our organization. But, you know what I'm saying, they got Barry Sandsworth and Emmitt Smith with 20,000 rushing yards. And, man, that's something that I wish to get to one day.
Do you keep a list in your mind of your favorite plays?
Nah. Nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just truly blessed to be healthy, man, because I remember one time I couldn't play and I couldn't come help my team. So I'm thanking to God that I am able to stay on the field healthy and come back and play another week. So, you know what I'm saying? Every moment for me is special.
You guys have had trouble in the two-minute drill, as you know. What was different about today?
I don't know, man. The guys fight with will. Man, that was great. Proposal, staying focused on them penalties that came up twice in backed up in the end zone, the Charger end zone, man. That was truly fight. That's will right there. And I mean, them guys wanted it. We had a great defense on the other side that, you know what I'm saying, with free on the defense and great sack play. I mean, I'm just happy for the old line. They just hold their composure and stay focused. Man, you know, it's a job to do. And I was happy that Santo got the job done, man. I'm truly blessed that, you know what I'm saying, we got that victory, man. It was amazing today, man. Everybody on that sideline, that's how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? We going to stop here. We got to keep fighting for more games.
Hey, Jamal,
I was just out there playing football, you know what I'm saying? I was just out there playing football, and I'm just happy more than anything we got the win, you know what I'm saying? That's more important that we got the dub today because I ain't never won out here at all.
After you scored, how
did
you know? Who told you?
Man? Somebody had to. Oh, I don't know. They just told me we was going to keep that football for you and hold it for you. And I'm like, that's thank you. Thank you a lot because I can put it up and think about when I broke the record.
Jamal, you think this is something that –
probably so, because you know what I'm saying, right now I'm ready for more bigger things. I'm happy to be a leading rusher, but you know what I'm saying, I want a ring, and that's what I want more than anything. You know what I'm saying, every play is a great play when you get that ring, but you know what I'm saying, I don't want to be just known for my individual awards. I want to be known as a team player as well. I think every time you get a break and every time you get a bye week or a break or a rest and to take care of your body, I think that for any player, not just for me, for any football player. So, I mean, I felt good out there and fresh.
Jamal, two-part question. One, you talk about a ring and all that. How big was this game in the scheme of things? I mean, you get back to 3-3. Now you got a couple home games. You've been through a tough schedule. How does this open things up?
I mean, we were just fiending for a win, and we played a good team. But, you know what I'm saying, now we got this win. Now it's on to the next team, and we got to build on this. we got to build. We play every team we play is a good team. Don't matter what team you play. Don't matter the records and all that. As long as at the end of the day you get the win, that's all that matters. So I don't forget who we play next, but I mean, we just got to get ready for this Monday coming up and get focused.
And you mentioned being backed up earlier on. You had a couple, that whole third quarter, you kept the ball from them. They had three plays. Just the running game obviously was the key today to keep Phillip off the field. Just talk about the offense today.
It was just clicking, and we just wanted to fight. We came out and with a will. We've been doing that the whole year. We just started today. We've been doing that to every team we play. We fought. Our identity is we keep the ball from the other team, and we eat up clock. And, I mean, we keep on doing that to any team. It's possible that we're going to win any game. You know what I'm saying? You take, like, a team like this Chargers team, offense, they got great offensive weapons on the team, and you keep them guys off the field, and you do that. When you play them, that's our identity. That's the type of team that we are right now. So when we get them chances to keep them teams out the field, that's a better advantage to us to win a game.
Last one, Trey. Is there a sense of relief now that you've got this done? I know it's done. It's scary. If you don't want to talk about it, so now, like.
I'm happy it's just over with, and I can just focus on playing football because, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I got jinxed when I got hurt against the Broncos game and all that, and just. I probably got jinxed at the beginning of the year when I had a bad game, when he had like 14 yards. So, I mean, I'm just happy to just get it out of my mind and go play football and help my team win now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Right here.